We're talking in Mexico City, the city of the Azteca Stadium, and you scored one of the great goals in the Azteca. I know everybody asks you about this goal, and I'm going to ask you as well. What do you remember about that goal?
Well, it was my best moment, the best moment in my career, when we played in the Azteca Stadium against Italy. Italy also was a great team that time, but the Brazilian team was a wonderful team, very, very good team. And as the captain, I scored the last goal, the goal that until today, 46 years later, people remember not only the goal, but what that team showed the world, how to play the best football.
Look at the goal in your mind and tell me what happened. What do you remember about that goal?
I remember everything. I remember the moment that you start to touch the ball in our defensive line until the ball goes to Pelé, and wait 1 second, and then I appear, and Pelé gave a great pass to me to score the goal.
What was the feeling like when you scored?
It's very difficult to talk what I felt that moment. It's very difficult because everything good comes to us. The happiness to think what's going on that moment with the Brazilian people, celebrating the victory, celebrating my goal. It was a wonderful, wonderful moment in my life. Not only in my career, but in my life.
Did it change your life?
Everything changed. It was to be the champion, to score the last goal, to be the captain, everything good. Well, in that moment, everything was good for me. The champion of the world.
What was it like to play with Pelé?
It was a wonderful time for me. I played with Pelé for 12 years between Santos, the great Santos, national team, in the New York Cosmos. We played together in the New York Cosmos with Santos. So I was a very lucky guy to have Pelé as my teammate for 12 years.
Tell me about him when he was a young guy. What was he like on the pitch, off the pitch?
Well, Pelé, can you imagine Pelé at the age 20, 21? Pelé was a magician. Was the best player I saw in my life, and we still have a good players like Maradona, Johan Cruyff, Bob Charlton, Beckenbauer, Messi, but nobody like Pelé. The only one for me.
Why is he better than everyone else?
Why? I don't know why, but he was the best one.
And what was he like as a man, as a person?
Very nice person. We're still friends until today, and I'm a witness that Pelé is a wonderful father, wonderful son for his family, brother. So, Pelé was what can I say about Pelé?
Is there one memory of Pelé that you will always remember?
Well, of course, the pass they gave to me, they made to me, to score the last goal in the World Cup.
And what about, was he a fun guy? Was he a serious guy when you were with him?
Yeah. Pelé is a very serious, but of course, in particular, they are very funny also. They like to sing samba music. He's a very nice person, very nice.
My last question, Carlos, is what do you think is realistic for Brazil in the next 5 years?
Well, at this moment, I don't think Brazil has a chance or possibility to be the champion of the world again. But we have, in this moment, good young players. Maybe in 4 or 5 years, we can say that we're going to have the best team in the world again. But at this moment, I don't believe that Brazil, for example, next World Cup in 2 years, we have a chance to win. No. But maybe in 2022, who knows? Because there will be 5 years more experience, the players. So we're going to have a chance to win the World Cup.
Carlos, thank you so much for your time. It's
my
been an
pleasure,
absolute pleasure. Thank
my
you very
pleasure,
much.
Always. All the best to you.